So when you got rid of the car, how long is it going to take you to get another one? It's going to take a long time to get another one?
It was going to take me like 30 minutes to get another one.
Well, that's not bad if it's only 30 minutes. If you're going to say 30 hours, that's a big difference. That's a lot longer, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot longer time. Yeah.
Yeah, the game I had, like, to get a million, it took me 20 hours and 23 minutes to get 1 million.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of time, yeah. Have you played any other games?
I played, like, Need for Speed and stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay, no problem. What about any Robux or Roblox? You play that or Fortnite anymore?
Yeah, I still play Fortnite.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem at all. Well, we are going to see each other soon. I found out the information I need, so one way or the other, we're going to see each other real soon, okay, buddy?
Yeah.
That's got to work out. I got, the stuff I need and some other stuff taking place, so I'm going to get a chance to spend some time with you. I definitely miss you.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I miss you, buddy. I miss tripping out with you. And I miss you trying to roast me sometime too, man.
Yeah.
Are you taking care of those ears? Getting your ears cleaned out good? You know how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top of that, okay.
Yeah.
Are you behaving and everything?
Yep.
So, you know what tomorrow is?
New Year's Day.
So what year will it be?
2025.
That's right.
That means the new BMW is going to come out.
Well, it doesn't necessarily come out on that day, but it'll be out sometime. And sometimes they release the 2020, they may release the new car year before before the year starts. So that you probably could have bought a 2025 right now. So back in 2007, it was like around October, I bought a 2008 Toyota Camry Hybrid. Because sometimes they release them earlier like that. They just call it the 2008, because when it gets to a certain part of the year, they don't want to call it the other year, especially if they make it look different. They make a new model of it. Okay?
Yeah. Like, the 2018 M5 have two exhausts.
Okay, yeah, they call it dual exhaust, yeah.
Yeah, the M5 has, the new one has like four.
Wow, that's quad exhaust. Yeah, dual, like D-U-A-L, dual exhaust, that means two. Quad means four. Okay?
Yeah.
That's four exhaust pipes and channels. Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds it's pretty good.
I wonder how many horsepower it has.
They said it might have like over 600.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. That's definitely amazing. That's impressive. I bet it's really fast. Yeah, I bet that's really fast. You know, if it has that many, like, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah, it's a Mercedes AMG,
Yeah. Yeah. That's impressive. Yeah, but the E350's been running good. I've been going back and forth to Baltimore a lot for different stuff, so it's good. Yep. So I miss my riding partner. He's my road dog. I miss that, riding with me.
Yeah, okay. I like to ride in that car.
Yeah, I know you like to ride in all the cars. I know I miss my road dog. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon you'll be riding with me again, I hope. Yeah, go ahead.
So you should like do the small stuff first, like get that seat fixed when the passenger seat. It's
yeah, that's fixed. Yeah, that little thingy, that little thing is fixed. That little bolt is fixed. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little thing is fixed. That little.
Is it rusty or something?
No, it was just like there's a rubber, what they call bushing, right?
Yeah.
And like the plastic part inside of it, like wore away. Okay. So that's why it made it have, like, so it wasn't as tight as it should be. So,
yeah.
It's called a bushing. All right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see something that has like rubber or plastic around it to make it tighter. That part had worn and cracked away. A piece of it cracked away. That's why it did that. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
But that part is. So, go ahead.
How's the Apple CarPlay going?
Oh, that's fine. That's all running good too. I got something different going, but yeah, it's all good. Yep.
Yeah.
All that stuff is running real good. But yeah, it's all running real good right now. Yep,
yeah.
All running real good. And everything. You see, the car is running. I just got the oil changed the other day. You know what? This car takes 8.5 quarts of oil. That's a lot of oil compared to a lot of cars.
Wow.
Yeah, most cars take like 5 quarts of oil. And even if you go to like a Jiffy Lube or one of those places to get an oil change, they include 5 quarts, but I had to pay for an extra 3.5 quarts because of the way this engine is. And it's a special type of oil, but yeah. Eight and a half quarts.
I'm wondering what the new BMW M5 oil change is.
I wonder you have to find out how many quarts of oil it takes. You know, the three only took 6, but yeah, those cars, it might take a whole lot. You know, might take a whole lot.
And they're newer, so the oil might be really expensive.
Yeah, this oil is more expensive, too. It's just what they call European synthetic. So even at the oil change places, you pay more for that oil.
Yeah, because Mercedes came from Germany.
Yeah. And so did BMW and Audi and Volkswagen and Porsche. They're all from Germany. Okay.
Yeah.
So Alfa, Maserati, Ferrari, Lamborghini, Fiat, they're all from Italy. Aston Martin and Jaguar and Land Rover.
Great Britain,
yeah, okay.
Which is the United Kingdom.
Yeah, what about Peugeot? Where's that from?
France.
Oh, Bugatti. Okay, what about Bugatti?
From France.
What about Lancia?
Lancia?
Uh-huh. Lancia. They were old cars. They still make them for rally cars. Yeah, that's from Italy, okay?
Yeah.
What about Koenigsegg?
Sweden.
Okay. All right.
I wonder what the oil changes on the Koenigsegg.
Oh, I'm sure you probably pay $500 for oil changes. Where are McLaren's from?
Britain.
Okay. What about Audi's? I'm going to ask you about Audi's again.
Germany.
Okay. What about Nissan's?
Japan.
Genesis.
Japan.
Nope. Hyundai's America. And Kia's and Genesis. No. They're from Korea.
Wow.
South Korea. Yeah, they're from South Korea.
Wow.
Mazda's are from Japan. What about Lexus?
Japan.
Okay, what about, as you say, Toyota. Where are they from?
Japan?
Who's the main company for Lexus? Who's their bigger company?
Ford?
No. Lexus is a part of Toyota. It's like a luxury and performance brand of Toyota, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Just like Genesis, that's the luxury and performance part of Hyundai. All right?
Yeah. So where did Lexus, how did the Lexus LFA get the V10 engine?
That Toyota makes racing stuff too. So what about Acura? Do you know who's their bigger company?
Genesis?
No. Do you know where Acuras are from?
Japan.
So think about the companies in Japan.
Lexus.
No, Lexus is part of Toyota.
BMW.
No, BMW is in Germany. Acura is a part of Honda.
Hyundai.
Honda. Like Honda Accord. Honda Civic, okay? Honda is the main company, okay?
And Hyundai.
Hyundai, or Hyundai, that's the company that's in South Korea. That's where Kia and Genesis are part of that company, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Just like you didn't know this, but Audi and Porsche are part of Volkswagen.
Oh.
Okay.
So Porsche is going to help Audi put more power in their car.
They work together, but they're all part of the Volkswagen company. Okay.
I'm guessing Lamborghini works for Ferrari.
Well, the old man, they first started out, but they're separate companies. Okay, so Infiniti. Who do you think Infiniti is part of? Think about this. What does a G37 look like?
A Hyundai.
No. An Infiniti G37, what car does it kind of look like? A Z. A Nissan Z car. So Infiniti's part of Nissan. Okay.
Because they share the same engine.
Yeah, it's part of the same, it's part of that company. Now, Honda and Nissan are talking about merging together. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. There's a company called General Motors, okay?
Yes.
General Motors, or GM as they call it, that's one big company in the United States, right?
Mm-hmm.
So GM has a bunch of different car companies underneath it. So that includes Chevrolet, all right?
Which is America.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're part of General Motors, or GM. GM is over that, okay?
What about Ford?
No, I'm finished. Buick is over top of that, okay?
Okay.
Cadillac is part of that.
Really?
And GMC. They're all part of General Motors.
And that's why
sometimes those cars share some of the same parts and stuff like that, okay? So Ford is his own big company, and Ford at one time owned a part of Mazda, but Ford... The Fords and the Lincolns share a lot of stuff in common. It's all owned by Ford, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll give you another thing, okay? Have you seen that Dodge Hornet?
Yes.
What does that look like?
That looks like the Dodge Durango.
No, it's a small car. It's a small SUV. What does it look like? It's not a car from America. It's like a car that's not from America. What does it look like?
A Honda HRV.
No. It looks like that Alfa Romeo Tonale. That small stubby looking car.
Oh, yeah.
And you know why?
Because a company called
Stellantis owns Alfa Romeo, Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, Maserati, Fiat, and a lot of them. Yeah. So
Where's Lincoln Hypersport from?
I think that's their own company. I'm not sure where they're from. I'll have to look it up. They might be from Sweden or somewhere, or Norway. You'll have to ask Alexa, or I'll have to look. I'm driving, so I can't look right now, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why they have those cars that are kind of mixed together like that. You know, some parts that they have. So, like, you go look online, and you look up the Alfa Romeo Tonale, T-O-N-A-L-E, and you look up that Dodge Hornet. They're like cousins. Their cars are like cousins. They're like very similar. Okay? That's why. All right? Yeah.
Yeah,
they're very similar. And sometimes those cars share certain like parts and stuff like that, like door handles and that kind of stuff together, or the same like radio system and stuff like that. And that was one of the reasons why with the Alfa, I could go to the Dodge dealership. They had the special oil and all that kind of stuff there because it's the same, you know, owned by the same company.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Because like those Hemi V8s and those Dodge cars, they're not good on mileage.
No, they're not. I mean, they're powerful. I mean, people like this stuff, but when you know, there's a lot of power to make those cars run. You know, it's a whole lot of power.
Yeah.
A heck of a lot of power, man. Yeah, it's a heck of a lot of power. So you going to play Gran Turismo when you get off the phone?
Yeah, probably.
Probably, okay. Have you played any games on your laptop lately?
Like BeamNG, yeah.
So what is that? Is that like a racing game or you just drive around the city?
It's like a realistic crashing thing.
Okay. Oh, you just like crashed into stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Like a crash test dummy to see how bad you can wreck stuff up.
Yeah.
Kinda like the crazy crashes in Burnout Paradise in that one mode, where it's like, how much damage can you cause? Remember we used to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And remember battling at Hot Wheels Unleashed? We didn't race at Unleashed, too, but we battled at Hot Wheels Unleashed. You got me the last two times we played, but before that, it was about even.
Remember I got you with the BMW and I blew past you, but I hit the wall?
Yeah. What car did I used to tear you up with? If I had a favorite car I used to tear you up with in the Hot Wheels, what was it?
Oh, that Cadillac.
That Cadillac Eldorado. That they call it the L-Dog. Yeah, I used to tear you up with that car.
Yeah.
I come back, though. Huh?
I come back, though.
Yeah, you be crashing this stuff trying to cheat to come back, buddy.
And I try to push you off the road, and I push myself off.
Yeah, that's what you always do, man. You don't ever want to just beat me by out-driving me. You just want to crash into me and stuff, kid. That's all you want, just crash into somebody, man.
Hey, remember we played a set of courses together?
Yeah.
And I tried to mess up your turn, but I hit the wall.
Oh, okay. Well, Bluetooth
store is closed. Shit. All right,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, Gran Turismo has a split screen, too.
Oh, okay, it does?
I just realized.
Okay, I may have to get a PlayStation 5 then for us. All right?
Yeah,
I may have to get one for us, ma'am. All right?
Yeah.
Well, look, please. Go ahead.
You might have to get two controllers.
Yeah, I will. Well, look, I know it's time. I have to get ready and go, okay? Because our time is about up. All right?
Okay.
And I will talk to you on Thursday.
Okay.
And I love you, and I miss you, buddy, okay?
Yeah.
Bye, buddy. Take care of yourself and drive good tonight in the car, in the racing games, okay?
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.